This Sunday, there will be the region's first Latinx festival to celebrate Hispanic heritage and culture. Joining us to talk about this is David Kitwisaka of Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Welcome, David.
Hi, it's good to be here. How are you?
Good, good. So from September 15th to October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Month. Can you tell us about a bit about the celebration that the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a part of to celebrate this?
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, so first things first, my name is David, and I'm a community navigator for Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. I've been a volunteer for a couple of years, and I've joined the team. Very excited to be on board. And we are hosting Hudson's first ever parade and festival for the Latinx community this Sunday, September 19th. It's going to be from 12 to 6. And it's been a dream of one of our founders, Juan Sanchez, who has lived in Hudson for about 20 years now. And he's always wanted to see something like this happen. And we're very excited to be able to finally do this with help from the city itself and the Hudson Tourism Board. Everybody's on board to celebrate the community. You know, after the disproportionate effect of COVID and the economic crisis on our community and the essential work, the workers, they work so hard to get us through it. We think that they all deserve to be celebrated and to celebrate at this event. So that's what mostly this is geared for, is a celebration of the Latinx community in our area. And to let people know we are here, we celebrate, everybody is invited. And also in celebration of Latin Heritage Month, of course.
Who will be performing and what kind of events will we see at the festival?
Great. Yeah. So it's going to start out with a parade that's starting in Hudson. It's going to start at 7th Street Park and Warren Street. We're going to meet there around noon. Members of the community are going to get together. We, as of now, have seven or more countries being represented in our parade. And we're going to start at 7th Street Park and march down Warren Street all the way to Henry Hudson Waterfront Park, where our celebration will take place. And we have great artists like Taina Asili, who is a Albany-based musician. She does really great music. I definitely recommend everybody check out one of her songs called No Es Mi Presidente, which is one of my favorite things to just bop to around the house. We have a traditional Latin folklore music group called Trio Candela will be there. A mariachi band called Mariachi Mexicano Tradicional will be there as well. And they will be also be marching in the parade. So that's going to be great to march with. A Mexican dance group called Ilusiones de Mi Tierra will also be performing. Another group called Triquis Sin Fronteras is another Mexican dance group that we're excited to have joined with us. We're going to have a Zumba class on stage led by Ana Paula Galien. And then our DJ is DJ Gio, who will be performing throughout the day. We're really excited to have these people on to perform throughout the festival. We're going to have vendors there. I'm really excited to announce that a lot of Mexican and Latin restaurants in our area will be at the event selling their foods for everybody. It's Magdalena's restaurant in Valencia will be there. Casa Latina, based in Hudson, will be there. Yerba Buena, based in Castleton, will be there. Angel's Latin Restaurant, based in Catskill. And Tequila Sunrise from Valencia will also be there selling their food. We've got a lot of artists who will be selling their wares and accessories. Ones I want to name off the top of my head are Loida Moreno. She will be selling jewelry there. And we have traditional Mexican clothes, belts, and accessories sold by Luz Ruiz and members of the group Triqui Sin Fronteras, who I mentioned will be performing, will be there as well. Bida Backpacks will be there. Community member Margarita Espinoza will be selling bags, scarves, earrings. Kendra Fowler will be there selling croc jewelry, which I'm actually excited for, bracelets, assorted items. Alternative, which is a store out of Albany, will be there selling indigenous clothing and jewelry. And we'll definitely have, we'll have a clown there. Estherita Guisa will be there. She is a clown who does face painting, balloons, children's activities, and the Hudson Youth Department will be there as well, you know, as a presence, being there for our children. So yeah, I think that we've got a lot in store. A lot of members of the community can look forward to great food, great music, and to pick up some great wares from local Latinx artists in the area.
Sounds like a great festival. A lot of good food.
Oh yeah,
a lot of good
vendors. Work into it. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Is this really the region's first Latinx-esque festival, or is it just Hudson's?
So I will say it's Hudson's. I know that a couple of years ago we had a Latinx festival, but I can say with full confidence that this is our first ever parade and festival. So a celebration throughout the city. That's what I will say with 100% confidence that we're really excited to bring that to the region.
Sounds really, really cool. Part of this festival is also to bring awareness to causes such as the Fund Excluded Workers. Is it not?
It is actually, yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that Columbia County Sanctuary Movement does is we organize with immigrants and allies in our area to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. One of the ways we did that was we got behind this coalition who wanted to fund our workers who, through the pandemic, went to work as essential workers, but never received a stimulus check, never received any help from the government. So last winter and last spring, we organized, we protested for them. There was a hunger strike that we supported our members who went through a hunger strike in order to get the governor at the time's attention. And we won. We won the Fund for Excluded Workers. I'm also really happy to say that we've been helping people apply for the fund so they can get their well-deserved funds. And at the festival itself, we will have application assistance there. So if you would like to learn more about the fund, to see if you qualify, or if to just apply right away, well, you're more than welcome to do it at the festival.
David, that is such important work that you're doing. This is Kathy. I've got another line of questioning for you. And that is just to acknowledge that for communities to celebrate their heritage is so important, and it must be a moment of great celebration for the Latinx community in the area. But then how do you handle the inevitable issue of showcasing ethnicity, so to speak, for the dominant culture's entertainment? I imagine this is something that your group wrestles with all the time. How do you navigate that?
So there's a thing where, if I can get personal for a second, I've lived in our area for about 4 years now. And when I first moved here, I used to live in Southern New York. When I first moved here, I had like an issue with identity because I didn't feel very much welcomed in the area. I didn't see a lot of people like myself. I'm myself a Latino. And then I found Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, and I became a volunteer, and I was opened up to this world of people who want to make everybody feel equal here, like regardless of where you come from, regardless of the language you speak, everybody here is included. I've felt nothing but warmth and love ever since I joined Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, and I want to bring that that feeling to everybody in the region. So that's what we're focusing on, is showing different sides to this region. And just knowing that everybody is invited, everybody is welcome. Maybe, you know, somebody will come to the festival and realize that they really like the music they're listening to. They really like the food they're eating, and then, you know, become an ally and support. So that's what we focus on, is just making sure people know that our Latinx community is here, and we support and embrace everybody.
Lovely.
Thank you, David. Thank you for this interview. Where can listeners find more information about this festival?
Oh, yeah. So we have it all on our website, and that is sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org. You just type that in, and you'll see right there at the top of our website more information, even a countdown to the festival. Just click on those links, and you can learn more about our vendors and about our musicians who will be there at the festival.
Thank you, David. Hope to talk with you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was great. Hope to see you guys there.
Thanks, David. So again, that's Sunday, this Sunday, September 12th to 12 to 4 p.m. at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park.